Warfare involves soldiers, medics, and generals. Since the beginning of the 20th century, anthropologists also have played a valuable role. David Price is an associate professor of anthropology at St. Martin's College in Lacey, Washington. He says anthropologists have an intimate knowledge of the battleground.
Probably the two greatest things anthropologists bring to warfare is cultural familiarity, which is very important if you're trying to, you know, influence what has become an enemy population, and linguistic expertise. And I guess I would also add to that, often they have a very important geographical familiarity on the ground. Things look very different from maps than from people who've actually been there.
In anthropology publications and in his upcoming book, Cold War Witch Hunts, David Price notes that it's been argued repeatedly whether using anthropologists in wartime is the right thing to do.
During the Second World War, there were ethical critiques about this sort of behavior, but for the most part, these critiques were muted because of, you know, you had this war that was seen as total warfare and a good war. But the essence of these critiques was that anthropologists owed it to the people they studied to not turn on them during times of war. There were concerns that this was becoming anthropology for hire rather than independent science investigating these things.
David Price says the current war on terrorism has raised this issue again. It will be a discussion topic and probably a hot topic at the annual meeting this fall of the American Anthropological Association. Joining me to discuss what's at stake is Anna Simons, who is a professor in the Department of Defense Analysis at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. She believes anthropologists play a critical role in providing the military with accurate information about local cultures. Catherine Lutz is professor of anthropology at the University of North Carolina. She says anthropologists have no business helping fight a war.
I think anthropologists have already done a lot of work that the government could use to make the United States safer, which is presumably what the war on terrorism is supposed to accomplish. And so when I look at what anthropologists have done over the last several decades, a lot of them have been looking at the costs of war. They've looked at the reality of war on the ground and in the long term. They've looked at societies like Guatemala, for example, and some of these may have analogies to what happens in Afghanistan or in Iraq if the United States is to invade Iraq. Things like disruption of agriculture, of traditional social organization, the creation of huge populations of refugees who can no longer live off the land or teach their children how to live off the land.
But that is not obviously in the direct employ of the government or the military.
No.
Anna?
It also avoids the direct question of what do anthropologists have to offer people who are actually going to go abroad and have to deal at the local level with people among whom anthropologists have spent a lot of time. And this is where, while I agree anthropologists have done a lot of work in the past, most of it's utterly inaccessible to the general public. So
absolutely.
I think the critical question here is what we have to offer to people who are about to go abroad, to the Philippines, to Georgia, to Yemen, to Afghanistan, to Iraq, to wherever it may be, in terms of helping them better understand what they're going to find on the ground. And the better prepared our guys are, the fewer casualties there will be on all sides.
Catherine, what do you say to that?
Well, one of the things that anthropologists, the code of ethics, the kinds of ethical considerations that we've been talking about for several decades, include things that came out of the Thailand controversy, which was during the Vietnam War. There were a group of anthropologists who were trying to do something quite similar, which was to help the U.S. military understand the Thai peasants who were being courted by communist insurgents. And I think one of the things that those anthropologists discovered is whatever their best intentions, whether to help soldiers or to help Thai villagers, in the end, the military's mission was an anti-communist, centrally military mission.
I think this is largely an unrealistic view of today's military. The other thing I would add about the whole business in Thailand is also a number of anthropologists were blackballed professionally, sort of during the Vietnam War and immediately after the Vietnam War. The Academy essentially turned their backs on them because they had been doing things for the United States government. But if you look at what's been going on in Afghanistan, and, you know, you may disagree, Afghanistan may not be typical, but you've got civil affairs officers out in teams, civil affairs teams, you've got all sorts of people on the ground doing humanitarian stuff. I think if you spend any time with soldiers these days, many of them have come out of ROTC programs, the lucky ones have gotten to sit in anthropology classes. and their entire business is not simply mowing people down.
Catherine Lutz, wouldn't it, isn't it, you know, in a sense, all to the good that, soldiers who, you know, do use deadly force, that's what they're trained to do, that's what their profession is, but wouldn't it be better for them to know more about the populations that they're dealing with, and wouldn't that humanize these populations for them?
Well, I think that would run counter to the mission of the fighting. I think really what soldiers need to understand to complete the mission is how to control populations. And I agree absolutely with you, Anna, that soldiers, the 1.5 million person active duty force, includes people for whom killing is anathema. But the larger mission, the larger context of their
activities. Even if you talk to combat soldiers, though, to bring it back to the real context is that we're in a war against terrorism, and we're essentially fighting people who would like to destroy the United States. So I think the context, it's not like Guatemala, it's not like El Salvador, it's not even like Vietnam. This is a completely different ball game. And if anthropologists want to put their heads in the sand and not assist, then who will the military, the CIA, other agencies turn to for information? They'll turn to people who will give them the kind of information that should make anthropologists want to rip their hair out, because the information won't be nearly as directly connected to what's going on the local landscape.
You've talked about the ethics of the anthropologist, but in this upcoming meeting where this will be, you know, discussed, what do you expect to come out of that discussion? Do you expect a new set of guidelines, anything like that, you know, for anthropologists? Anna Simons, do you expect your work will be in any way limited?
Well, it can't be limited because I'm no longer at a university where anybody can limit me. So I expect what will happen is most people will agree with Catherine. There'll be a lot of head nodding. And if I'm lucky, I'll get through to some of the graduate students, some of the more junior people. And they'll see that it only makes sense to talk to those who actually are going abroad and doing stuff that affects both Americans and affects local communities.
Yeah, I haven't heard that anybody's that anything's afoot, but the Ethics Committee of the American Anthropological Association might have some discussions. I don't see that there's any particular case either with Anna's research or anyone else's that I know about that violates that code. I think there will be many, many discussions at the annual meetings of the anthropologists about what we do about terrorism and war. So I think that those will be very, very fruitful discussion. I don't think there'll be head nodding. I think there'll be lots of debate and interest in the whole question of what kinds of things do we need to understand still.
Catherine Lutz is professor of anthropology at the University of North Carolina, and Anna Simons teaches in the Department of Defense Analysis at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California.